الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه: لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله، all praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla wa ala has given us this great opportunity of sitting in gathering where each one of us could understand the greatness of Allah, the light of this deen which was brought to this ummah or taught to this ummah by Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which each one of us remembers the birth of Rasulullah in this day. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, Allah jalla wa ala blessed us, blessed this ummah with many bounties which cannot be specified or counted by any individual according to the light of Quran. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you all only have to count the ni'mah of Allah, the bounties of Allah jalla wa ala, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you will never ever be able to count. From this is the very greatest bounty, ni'matul Islam, ni'matul Deen. Allah has guided us towards this Deen. Allah has guided us towards Deenul Islam. It is the greatest bounty which Allah could give to each and every person, because this deen has the guidelines of everything. Every part of human life, this deen has given its role and the way how to deal. Further, when we look into the bounties which Allah has given, Allah says, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَّا بَنِي آدَمْ, we have honored Bani Adam, son of children of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. By creating them as insan, we have honored them. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, for this insan to be successful, for this honored creation to be successful on this dunya, Allah sent this Quran, the Furqan, down. Allah showed and taught us the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah for us to be successful. When this insan looks into what Allah has given, there are two great ni'mat also Allah has given. One is ascendance, other one is descendance. One is our relationship towards our parents. One is towards our children. This is what is known in Islam as Silatul Rahim. This is this relationship in Arabic known as Sila. The hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah jalla wa ala created these heavens and earth, qamati sila. This silatul rahim, this relationship stood in front of Allah. And the answer given to this by Allah jalla wa ala, من وصله وصله الله ومن قطعه قطعه الله. That person who joins the family, maintains the relationship, whether it is ascendant or descendant, وصله الله, Allah will join him, Allah will be with him. ومن قطعه, that person who cuts it, breaks the relationship, قَطَعَهُ اللَّهُ, Allah breaks away from him. So respected brothers and elders in Islam, the relationship in Islam towards our ascendants and descendants. Let us start with our descendants, with our children. The type of relationship, the type of recognition, the type of role as a parent, what Islam speaks, what is the life of Anbiya is teaching us, what is the life of Quran is teaching us. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, when we look into the Quran, Allah says that He has created many things. When it comes to with regard to our children, Allah says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. In this place, Allah says, it is a gift given to you. It is a hibatun min Allah. It is a gift. The word hiba is used in the Quran. Our children given to us as a gift by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not only merely a bounty, something even more, that Allah has given us a gift. It is not something because of the dunya or nature it is happening, that Allah has chosen us and given us a bounty, given us a gift. That's why the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, when they were making dua towards Allah, their dua, example the dua of Zakariya alayhi salatu was salam, وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجا. In this ayah, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam did not have the blessing of children for years. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ, he made dua towards Allah, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا, don't leave me alone individually.
wa anta khairul warithin, you are the best of inheritors. He made this dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, we answered the call of Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا, we gave Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam as a gift. So respected brothers and elders in Islam, children Allah has given us as a gift. When we go one stage above, how to ask this gift from Allah so that our relationship with our children will be strong. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, when we look into the Quran, that the dua of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Rabbi Abli min as-salihin, Rabbi Abli min ladunka zurriyatan tayyiba, O Allah, give me a pious progeny. O Allah, give me children who obey your orders. Habli zurriyatan tayyiba, give me a clean and chaste progeny. They connected the deen of Allah with what they asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a child that they asked Allah, but a child with these qualities. Quality of taqwa, quality of piety, quality of deen, quality of Islam. So respected brothers and elders in Islam, our dua to be in that way, in order that we could maintain unity in our family. The time when there is no deen, the time when there is no salahiyah in a family, there will be no unity in a family. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, also we should understand, whatever gifted and given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we should appreciate, that we should accept wholeheartedly. Unlike what Quran says, in the days of Jahiliyyah, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ يتوارى من القول من سوء ما بشر به. The Quran says people were such, when they got a good news of having a girl, baby girl, ظل وجهه مسودا, their faces are changing in color out of agony. They regret. يتوارى من القول من القوم من سوء, they hiding from the people what the people will say. Allah says ساء ما يحكمون, evil that which they have decided for themselves. Whether it's a male or a female, it is indeed a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should accept it wholeheartedly. We should accept it full-heartedly. Why I am mentioning this, brothers? Under this ayah, ulama writing in the commentary that they are saying, إِنَّ الْجَنِينَ يَحُسُّ بِالْقَبُولِ أَوْ عَدَمِ الْقَبُولِ مِنْ جِئَةٍ مَنْ حَوَّهُ. They write that this janin, that this child, this infant could sense whether he is accepted in the family or not accepted in the family. That is the reason we shouldn't look at who is born. We should become people to look at that Allah has given me a gift. Because according to ulama, that infant could feel that he is welcomed or not welcomed by his parents. So this could be, according to ulama, whichever child, boy or girl, when he is welcomed by his mother and his father and the family, the child also will be inclined towards that relationship. When the child is not welcomed, the child also declines from the relationship. That's why today, the present day, the study has proved those children who are born without no proper foundation, they have no kindness, they have no love, they have no care. They don't feel sorry, they become sad, they don't feel love towards anybody. They are the same people today are used in military and in war. So respected brothers, elders in Islam, it starts from the time the child is born. This relationship what Islam speaks, it starts from the time when the child is born. That's why ulama writes, every guardian parent should appreciate whatever born. It is a bounty of Allah. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to be grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great bounty which Allah has given. Because إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا حُلْوَةٌ خَبِرًا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْلَفَكُمْ فِيهَا فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاءَ. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? If you take this dunya, it is nice, it is sweet, it is very beautiful, but Allah has made you all the guardian, leader of this dunya, and Allah is watching. كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. How do you deal with them? How do you accept them? The way you use them, Allah is watching. This could be any bounty, whether it's bounty of intelligence, whether it's bounty of wealth, whether it's bounty of education, whether it's a bounty of children. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, how a person should appreciate and be grateful towards Allah that Allah has given him a bounty, especially with regard to children. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, the very first thing what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, مَا نَحْلَ وَالِدٌ مِّن نُحْلٍ أَفْضَلَ مِّن أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, No father could ever give the best gift to his children. No father could ever give the best gift to his children. The greatest gift what a father could deliver to his children is the best character, the best adab, the best manners, the best akhlaq, the best sifat. This is the greatest gift a father could give to a child who is given to him as a gift by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, the discussion of upbringing, discussion of parents and children relationship, it is a vast subject. But today, what do we have understood with regard to our children? What is my relationship with my son? What is my relationship with regard to my daughter? How Islam looked at it, and where Islam has defined it. This is what that each person should ask himself. Father means merely a guardian, or a father means merely a dictator, or is the father means a commander? What is this father all about in Islam? Where do we keep the father? How do we define the father? The research is done. The relationship of a father to the child is a relationship of a leader. Understand, respected brothers, the relationship of the father to a child is a relationship of a leader. It is known as leadership. It is not dictatorship. It is not a commander. Neither it is an admonisher. But it is a leadership. Where do we get this from? From the Quran. That the very first order Allah gave to Nabiuna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam from his orders, Udukhul anta wa zawjuka al-janna. First you enter into paradise, wa zawjuka al-janna, and your wife will follow you. First you enter into Jannah, and your family will follow you. What is the leadership in Islam? First he practices, and others sees him and follows him. When he is not practicing, he cannot make others to obey him. When he is not honoring the orders of Allah, he cannot make his children to honor the orders of Allah. So Islam in its initial looked at a leader. Looked at a leader, a father as a leader, to lead that family. When the leader is upright, that family will be successful. That family will be rightly guided. When the leader does not play the role of a leader, he only plays a role of an admonisher. He only plays the role of a dictator. He only plays the role of order, or he only plays the role of merely a father who is responsible to feed, clothe, give place to stay, then that family will not be upright. Today our misconception is this. We think being a father means to admonish. That is what that I should do for my child. Or be a friend to him only. No, respected brothers. The Western thinking is that you should be only a friend to your son. It is not only a friend. When Islam looks at leadership, it says first, Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O people of Iman, protect yourself. The order to the leader, wa ahlikum, and your family, those who will follow you. When the leader is upright with the deen of Allah, the followers will be successful. The followers will be rightly guided. When the father is upright, the children will follow the footsteps of the father. Most of the time, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, Nabi adapted him. He followed the way of Rasulullah. Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhu, followed the way of his father. Umar radiyallahu anhu, his son Abdullah bin Umar followed him. Because father was a leader at home. Abbas bin Abd al-Muttalib radiyallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Abbas and Fadl ibn Abbas, the children followed. Because the father played the role of a leader of the family, and the family followed the father. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, this is what that we should realize. This is what that we have failed to understand today. We think the father means that he has to order children has to do. It is not that. Many a time, I was in Jamaat last week. One youngster, he studies in a university. He came and spoke to me. What he told me, my father is a pain. So I asked him, is it from a positive side or from a negative side? He says from a positive side. Father may convey the right message, what he gets. But is he playing a role of a leader and example to the children to look up? This is what the problem is all about in our society today. The children, they find, when they fail to find the father playing the role of a leader, children will look up to people who may lead them astray. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, when I say leadership, it doesn't mean be like an Amir. Yes, look at the leadership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First we should understand what is leadership all about. Rasulullah was an Amir in Mashura. He was in the front line in the battlefield. He was a leader in Madinah al-Munawwara. But at times of happiness, he shared the happiness. At times of admonishment, he delivered the admonishment. At times of being a friend, he was a friend. At times of being a servant to his house, he was a servant. This is what leader all about. Leader possess all these qualities. A admonisher, a orderer, a advisor, a leader possess all these sifat in him. When it is required, he uses. When it is to be used, which place, he will use that at the right place. For example, looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his house, it was asked Aisha, ماذا كان يعمل رسول الله في بيته? What was the action Rasulullah used to do in his house? The answer was given by her, كان في خدمة أهله. He is in the service of his family. He is in the khidmah of his family. And now we look at the words of Rasulullah. مَا ضَرَبَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِمْرَأَةً قَتْ. Nabi has never harmed, never hit a woman in his life. Nabi's action, Nabi's life is one. This is what a leader all about, respected. At times he has to be an admonisher. Nabi climbed the minbar and admonished. Gave the admonishment. When Nabi has to advise, Nabi gave the advice. When Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to make a joke, Rasulullah made a joke. Nabi saw a very small sahabi, his name was Umair radiallahu anhu. Nabi went to him and asked, Ya Umair, ma faal al-Nughayr? O Umair, What happened to your small birds? You are the Sahabi who was playing with small birds. Rasulullah, when he saw him, so those birds died or whatever, something happened. Rasulullah went to him and asked, Ya Umair, what happened to your Nughair, your small bird? So when a leader has to come down to that level, he came down. The same leadership is required at home to maintain a healthy relationship. By giving, being a dictator, it will break the relationship. By being an extreme admonisher, that will break the relationship. Respected brothers, elders in Islam, that each one of us, Allah has given us this amana. Allah has given us this mustamirul ajr. According to ulama, when they defined a child, they say he is mustamirul ajr, continuous reward till the day of Qiyamah. But why they say that? Because of the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are three things la yurad, will never be stopped and rejected by Allah. One is sadaqatun jariya. You have given some charity to a public worshipping a masjid or a place of that nature. The reward will be coming to your grave even after your death. And ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, and a knowledge has been benefited by you. As long as people practice, the reward is coming to your grave. The third one, وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُوا لَهُ, a pious child is making dua. That's why they say a child means a مُتَّمِرُّ الْأَجَر, continuation of reward. You play the role of a leader, a real leader, what Islam defines. That will be conveyed to your children. From there your progeny will continue on the same way. When a father does not play that progeny, in Allah knows the condition of that progeny. That's why ulama say, وَإِذَا صَلَحَتِ الْأُسْرَى صَلُحَ الْأُمَّةِ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتِ الْأُسْرَى فَسَدَ الْأُمَّةِ. That when the family is upright in deen, then the mujtama, the society will be guided. When the family is not upright in deen, society also will get corrupted. Because by looking at this family, the society's decision is made. So the leader of that family is the father. Respected brothers, elders in Islam, today we should ask ourselves, as a leader, how should I play a role of an advisor when my son comes for advice? A research was done in today's time, what the father should do at home, or what is the role of the father. One person writes, the most important thing is the father to be present at home. When the child needs the father is not there. When child needs the advice, the father is not there. But when we go back to the Quran, when Nabiullah Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam came to his father Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam, and he came and told, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. He came to his father and he said, Ya Abati, the word he used, O my beloved father, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا, I saw a dream. In that dream I saw 11 stars, and I saw the sun and the moon. رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ, I saw them making sajda to me. The sun is coming to the father. In this place, the very first lesson that we should understand, have we kept this door open? for our children to come and talk to us so closely. The answer of the father at this time, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا وَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Quran is sufficient. The son is coming and talking and asking for advice. Oh my father, I saw a such dream. Immediately. Now this is what the role of a leader all about. His answer was, oh my son, oh my beloved son, la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik, do not reveal your dream to your brothers. At that time he had 11 brothers. Do not reveal your dream to your brothers. فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا, they will plan against you. And he says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, the shaitan for this insan, he is a clear-cut enemy. Respected brothers, elders in Islam, this statement of Nabiullah Yaqub, as a father plays the role of a leader, gives a huge message today to us, to maintain the very first concern crossed Rabbiuna Yaqub was the relationship. Rabbiuna Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam loved Rabbiuna Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. The very first concern crossed the mind of Rabbiuna Yaqub is to maintain the relationship in the family. That is number one. Number two, when we analyze the answer, father gives the answer by understanding the mujtama. He understands the society what he is living. He understood the surrounding what his son is living. He understood the society what his children are living. فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا, oh my son, don't reveal this, because your brothers will stand against you. So what do we understand? That a father to play this role. Today our children bring many issues towards us. Do we have the knowledge of the surrounding what he is living? Do we have the knowledge of the environment what he is living for us to give the advice? And also, he gives the message in a such a beautiful manner. He says, your brothers will plan against you, but this is because not your brothers are not wrong. They are not evil people. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ, because there is shaitan. He is a clear-cut enemy for this insan. He plans day and night to bring separation and the problem in family. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, a beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated in Bukhari, the shaitan put his throne in front of the ocean, in the middle of the ocean, and the Iblis will put his throne, and all of the shayateen will come and give the information, what they did, somebody will come and say, I made a person not to make salat. And he will say, okay. The hadith says, one shaitan will come and say, that I have brought a separation between husband and wife. Shaitan will take him and hug him. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, so Nabiullah Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam's answer, he says, it is not your brothers who will bring this separation. There is something behind them called shaitan. Also, when he said this dream to his father, Yaqub, he understood Allah is going to honor Nabiuna Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. He understood Nabiuna Yusuf is going to be a prophet one day, but he did not reveal that message to his son because the pride may overpower his son. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, this was the rule and the advice given when a father is asked for advice. The time when the right advice is not given, father has no time with the child. Child look for people to give advice who may give wrong advice by which problems, separation will take place in family. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, similarly, when the child needs the admonishment, father has to play a role of an admonisher. How this admonishment to be given? It is not dictating. It is not only speaking about the negative, negative, negative. We should look at from a positive avenue. Because good things will grow, bad things will die. We keep on talking bad things towards our children. That will bring a separation in the family. When a father has to give this admonishment, he has to play a role of admonisher, taking care of the language what he used, the approach what he made, the way he puts it to his children. Today, the problem in our society, what they say, if I ask my father, he jumps on my face. Or he uses harsh approach, because the father thinks that I am a father. Respected brothers, we have not understood the stand of Islam. We have not understood what Islam and Quran speak. When Nabiuna Luqman alayhi salatu, sorry, Luqman alayhi salatu was salam, not a prophet, known as Luqman al-Hakim, Luqman of great wisdom, when he advised his son, what was his approach? Ya bunayya la tushrik billah, inna shirka la zulmun azim. Oh my son, don't associate partners unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this shirk is a great crime. Respected brothers, elders in Islam, why did Luqman alayhi salatu was salam directly, the very first advice or the admonishment he gave, he started with Allah and with associating partners unto Allah? Because of the fitrah what Allah has given us in each one of our hearts. Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child born, he is born. Every child born on this dunya, he is born on this fitra. Called that natural quality of iman which Allah has ingrained in every person. And respected brothers, so Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam approached that with his statement which agrees with the heart of his child. So he says, oh my son, don't ascribe partners unto Allah. And respected brothers, he goes on explaining, Ya bunayya innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardal aw fi as-samawati aw fi al-ard ya'ti biha Allah inna Allah latifun khabir. And he says during the discussion, oh my son, innaha in taku mithqala habba, whatever it may be, one meaning, whether you have done any good, whether you have done anything bad, anything you have hidden, mithqala habba, to the weight of a mustard seed, fi sakhra, on the top of the mountain, of the samawat, on the heavens, of the arad, on the earth, yaqti bi Allah. Allah will bring that in the day of Qiyamah. Look at the words of Luqman alayhi salatu wassalam. When he approached to give the right admonishment, he uses things which are closer to his son. With regard, he starts with the mountain, then he goes to the heavens, then he goes to the earth, then he brings the example with a mustard seed. Why? When you want to convince, you must talk according to their level of understanding. سلم الناس على قدر عقولهم. رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says, you speak to the people according to the level of their understanding. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, this is what that we should realize today. And further he says, يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. Father, start with the rights of Allah. Number one, to believe in Allah completely. Then he says, يَا بُنَيَّ, O my beloved loving son. He would have said, يَا بَنِي, O my son. But he used the word بُنَيَّ, O my loving beloved. Look at the word Luqman al-Hakim alayhi salatu wasalam using. But who is he talking to? He's talking to his son, but more politely, in detail, calmly, beautifully, he's giving the message, and that message is accepted by the children. At that time, the fitna was not as today. Respected brothers, we send our children into secular institutions, secular education, they go into varsity life, they go into more modern environment, to into modern culture, they move most of their time with people who have not believed in Allah and Rasul. So how much politeness, how much a beautiful approach a father of today should possess to approach his children. This is all in the Quran. We don't need the best to come and teach us. We have just merely neglected them. We have just merely overlooked. But these are all in the Quran. The father starts with the rights of Allah. This is what each father should do. Before he thinks that my son should become X, Y, Z, the father should think, greatness of Allah should penetrate into the heart of my children. The love of Allah should penetrate into the hearts of my children. The love of Muhammad Rasulullah should go into the hearts of my children. When this happens, the child will honor the orders of Allah. The child will love Allah and love those whom Allah has given him as parents. The child will honor the orders of Allah. When that doesn't happen, when the hubbullah does not take place in the heart of a child, respected brothers, elders in Islam, the present day research says that person, that child will not have love towards anybody. We see it with our own eyes. And it is in their heart to agree. Hadith of Rasul, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. It is the parents are the people who make them into Judaism, or make them into Christianity, or make them into fire worship. So respected brothers and elders in Islam, we as guardians, we should realize what is the role that we have played with regard to our children. What is the admonishment that we have given? Do we have only encouraged them with the worldly beauty, worldly desire? Or we have initially encouraged them towards Allah, towards Iman? That's why, respected brothers, we should ask, when a child was born and given, what is the very first thing take place? This is the Azan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The very first thing on dunya that child must hear is that Allah is great, Allah is great. There is none worthy of worship but Allah. Why, respected brothers? Because it has to agree, mix with the fitra in his heart. It has to go with the fitra in his heart. When the iqamat is given, And while the tahneen, the sweet date or whatever is given, should and given little to the child. These are from the teachings of Rasulullah. That child should build the love with the family. That child should build the relationship with the family. There are so many benefits that are written. One of them is that it is a medicine for the child. So respect the brothers and elders in Islam. Islam has spoken from day one till today. So what is the guideline the father is giving? Nabi Luqman Hakim alayhi salatu was salam, what is speaks about this iman and Allah for his child. Then he says, Ya bunayya aqimis salat, O my beloved son, establish salat, wa'mur bil ma'ruf, and command God, wanha anil munkar, and stop people and prohibit, stop them from wrong. Wasbir ala ma sabak, this way of being, when you tread, calling people towards good, stopping them from evil and wrong, there will be many harm coming towards you. There will be many accusations coming towards you. Wasbir, there is something, have patience of whatever afflicting you. In today's term, do we give this advice to my son? Before you become anybody in life, you are a person of Islam, you are a person of Iman, you are a person of Deen. Allah is our Rabb, and we should follow the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah. Go into education, there is nothing wrong, but have these things in your heart deep down, so that your mind will not change. How many of us? When there is a problem, then we consult, when we talk. We should ask ourselves before we start. What did I am a sabat? Inna dhalika lamin azmil umur. And he says, these are from the greatest of the orders of Allah. Then he goes with regard to the rights of humanity. He doesn't say, he doesn't speak the weakness of his son. He doesn't base that as an argument or a discussion to his son. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. O my son, do not be arrogant. Do not raise your head and walk. خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Do not turn your face away from the people. Talk to everybody. Listen to everybody. Listen to what they say. Try to understand. Learn to have a conversation. From this, the ulama writes, a father should learn to have a conversation with his son. Father should learn to have a discussion with his son. Father should sit in consultation with his son. It is not merely ordering. It is not merely instructing. These are all taken out from the light of Quran, brothers. Father says, be the most humble person. Because Allah says, أَنَا عِنْدَ مُنْكَسَرَةِ الْقُلُوبِ, I am by the most broken hearted person. Respected brothers and elders in Islam. Further he says, وَلَا تَنْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا, do not walk on land with people of pride and arrogance. What do we understand from this? When a child is growing, father is the muraddi. Father should know what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong. If I give this to my son, will the pride be developed in his heart? If I do this, will he build arrogance in his heart? وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah does not love people of pride, people of arrogance, O my son. Allah does not. And finally he says, وقصد في مشيك واغضض من صوتك ان انكر الاصوات لصوت الحمير. Oh my beloved son, be moderate in your walk, be moderate in everything in your life, be a moderate person in the society, and do not raise your voice against people, because Allah does not love these loud hard voices like the voices of the donkeys. Allah does not love, and it is the most disliked voices towards Allah. So the father starts the admonishment from the rights of Allah, go into the right what he has to fulfill to his community. Not only that, and he takes the son little further to make him the most humble and the simple person in character, in akhlaq, in sifat. Then finally he say, be the most simple person, O my son, on this earth. He should ask. When our children come with problems, what is the admonishment that he has given? Isn't the brothers of Yusuf agreed? اُقْتُلُوا يُوسُفَ أَوِ اطْرَحُوهُ عَرْضًا يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ وَتَكُونُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. They agreed to kill Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Why? ليوسف وأبوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن أصبا. My father, our father loved Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam very much, more than all of us. And he asked strong people. In this, respected brother, a very important lesson to us. Nabiullah Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was very handsome. Father understood that he is going to be a prophet. Father understood the interpretation of the dream, but because there is nature cannot be controlled to any person, that is the love, he showed little more love to Yusuf more than others. This made the brothers to stand again. Under this, ulama writes, when you love all your children equally, all of them given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't today, the modern day, they write, there is a mental downfall when the children are badly treated in a family. But Quran has spoken. Nabi says, اتقوا الله وعدلوا بين الأولاد. Fear Allah, make adalat and just between your children. Whether it's in gift, whether it's in kindness, whether it's in love, it is because my eldest son, he is so and so, so I love him more. No, it is not because what he put it we love, it is because that Allah has given them as my children. Allah has given them as a hiba. Irhamu man fil ardi yarhamukum man fis sama. Have mercy to those who are on land, those who are on heaven will have mercy on you. One day Rasulullah making salat in Masjid al-Nabawi, Hussein radiallahu anhu, irtahala ala unqihi. He came, when Nabiullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on sajada, he came and sat on Rasulullah. Nabi did not stand up. Wama a'jalahu. Rasulullah did not rush from the sajada. And afterwards, when Hussein radiallahu anhu moved out, Nabi stood out. Nabi came up from his sajada and gave salam. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we thought something happened, because Sahaba was also with Rasulullah in sajada. Rasulullah said, no, this Hussein came and sat on my neck, I did not want to rush in order that I allowed him to do what he wants, and then I came up from my son. This is the level Rasulullah went, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what a leader all about, brother. What would have been our reaction? He get angry with the child, he is not allowing us to make our ibadah. That is ibadah. But Rasulullah did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, this is what that we should realize. When the brothers of Yusuf stood against Nabiuna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they came and cried by the father, send the brother with us. We want to go and do some competition, do some racing, and etc. Nabiuna Yaqub Alam, lengthy incident. But when the brothers went and threw him in a deep well, and they came back, and they came back, وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبُقُونَ قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِكْ وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ. And they came back crying, "Oh my father, we went in racing, and the brother was eaten by the wolf." And they brought the garment of Nabiuna Yusuf, putting some false blood on it. Respected brothers, elders in Islam, lent the incident. How was the reaction of Nabiuna Yaqub? قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرًا جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ وَلَا مَا تَصِفُونَ. Oh my children, your heart has beautified for you all something very, very wrong, very, very evil. And he says, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, patience is the most beautiful thing. And he did not lose hope in Allah. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ وَلَا مَا تَصِفُونَ. Allah will help me upon what you all describing. He gave the message beautifully to his children. What you all have done is wrong. As a father, that I have to make sabr and have a beautiful approach in correcting you all. Because one son is that way, other 10 also belong to him. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ وَلَا مَا تَصِفُونَ. Respected brothers, elders in Islam, by the conclusion of this story, that Allah brought all the children and 11 stars, mother, sun and the moon, they all made sajda to Nabiuna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. By that time, from the deep well, Allah made him the king of Egypt. Allah made him the governor of Egypt. Subhanallah. But respected brothers, elders in Islam, today our children will come with many problems. Today the problems are unlimited. They are mixing with the free society. They are coming up with many problems. It goes to the level of marriage. How do we deal? How do we understand? How do we handle that situation? How do we maintain the family relationship? Do we break them off? Do we chase them away? Do we ignore them? No, respected brothers. We have to be today, we have to be more intelligent, more wise than Nabiuna, the way Nabiuna Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. They threw the last brother, but Nabiuna Yaqub never threw the 10 children what he had. He kept them. Finally what happened, that 10 children came back to the deen of Allah. Nabiuna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam joined the family, and the whole family joined and became people who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they repented for the wrong what they have done. Today when the problem comes, how do we handle? We have to have the system of consultation, talking, trying to understand what my son is trying to say, try to understand what my daughter is trying to say, and then we take a moderate approach. Respected brothers, this is how our relationship with our children should continue. Similarly, for the children with their parents, respected brothers, by looking at the ayat of the Quran, by looking at the hadith of Rasulullah, it is very, very simple, respected brothers, elders in Islam. It is merely one thing, that a child should be a slave in front of his parents. My understanding is, child is a slave in front of his parents. There is nothing more. Once I become, فَاسْتَعْبَرَهُ لِلْجِهَادِ, Ya Rasulullah, grant me permission to go to jihad in the path of Allah. What was the answer of Rasulullah? أَحَيُّ الْوَالِدَةِ, your parents are old and alive. Yes, Ya Rasulullah. فَبِهِمَا فَجَاهِدْ, go strive and take care of them. This was a special incident, that there was nobody to take care of the parents of this child, of this sahabi. Nabi says, your jihad is by them. Now the sahabi comes, أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَغْزُو وَكَدْ جِعْتُ أَسْتَفِيرُكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, I came to do mashura by you, Ya Rasulullah. I want to go in jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The answer of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَّكَ مِنْ أُمْ بِيَهَا مَدَعِيَةِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَلْزِمُهَا. Nabi says, go keep yourself close to her, do her khidmah. because there is nobody to look after his mother. And Nabi says, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ عِنْدَ رِجْلِهَا, this Jannah is by the foot of your mother. Respected brothers, elders in Islam, it is in every action. When Sahabi comes to Rasulullah, مَا حَقُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ عَلَىٰ وَلَدِهِمَا, Ya Rasulullah, what are my rights towards my parents, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi's answer is so beautiful. Huma jannatuka wa naruk, they are your jannah and will be your jahannam. What does that mean? By them, you can be a person going to jannah. By them, you can be a person going to jahannam. Ask ourselves. The words of Rasulullah is so short, but the meanings are so wide. That's why Quran says, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ اللَّهَ تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبُلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُل لَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. When your parents, first thing, Allah ordains each and every person that worship Allah alone, obey Allah alone. Thereafter Allah says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and be kind and nice and humble towards your parents. One day one person phones me, he says, Maulana, my father used very bad words for my son. What should I do? I told him, if they spit at you, you wipe with a smile. This was my answer. This is what Quran and Sunnah all about. إِمَّا يَبُلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا وَكِلَاهُمَا, one of them or both of them reach the old age, do not even use the word of a small word to hurt them. It is haram and it is known as بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ, it is from the worst and the most major crimes in Islam. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, do not rebuke them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, tell them a very beautiful word. Give them a very beautiful statement. Talk to them with kindness. وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Make dua of Allah, the way they had mercy to me, you have mercy on them at their old age. A person comes to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. He says, إِنَّنِي مَرَاتٌ وَأَبُو دَرْدَى, I have a wife. My mother is telling me that I should divorce her. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu saying, I am not telling you to divorce your wife, but also I am not telling you that to break, and he says, I am not telling you to break the family relationship because of the hadith of Rasulullah that Khairan ta abwaabul jannah, they are from the doors of jannah. If you want that, you strengthen the door, or if you want that, you break the door. Another narration says, a person comes, he says, my father is commanding me that I should divorce my wife. At that time, that respected brothers, elders in Islam, Abu Darda says, I am not telling you to divorce your wife, and neither I am telling you to break your family relationship, because Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have heard he saying, same answer, indeed your parents are from the dogs of Jannah. If you want, you strengthen it or you break it off. Respect the brothers and elders in Islam. With regard to parents, there is no compromise. Before conclusion, respected brothers and elders in Islam, hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, birru abaakum tabarrukum abunaukum. Hadith in Hakim, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, be obedient, be kind, be loving, be in the service of your parents, tabarrukum abunaukum, your children will be kind, your children will be obedient, your children will be loving you. So what is ma'an al-mukhalaf if you disobey, if you harm, if you insult, if you disgrace your parents, your children will disgrace you. Your children will harm you. تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. The hadith ayah of Quran, Allah says, the days we will change amongst the people. Every action has a reaction. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, that once a person was sitting with his wife and eating beautiful food. A beggar comes and knocks the house. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كَانَ مِمَّنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. From the previous nation, that a person was eating with his wife, a beggar comes and knocks the house door. And the wife opens the door. The husband gets angry and chases him away. After some time, the husband and wife got separated. And she got married to another person. They were having the meal at home. Another beggar one day comes and knocks the house door. So the wife goes and opens the door. She cries and runs into the house and tells the husband, my previous husband has come to my house door as a beggar. So the husband sitting on the table, sitting by the table, he's telling, I am the previous beggar who came and knocked your house. Respect the brothers and elders in Islam. This is with regard to one Tabi'i state. He says, I saw one person keeping heavy loads on his father and hitting his father with a whip. And I told, oh, what are you doing? Such a bad thing. He said, he did for his grandfather the same. He did for my grandfather the same thing. So I am doing for him the same thing. Respect the brothers and elders in Islam. When we come back to the deen of Allah, our ascendants and our descendants will be protected. Allah says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتُهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah Akbar. When people of Iman, people bring real Iman and deen in their life, أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ, we will join their progeny together with them. And under this ayah, the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَنْ يَرْفَى ذُرِّيَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ دَرَجَتَهُ لَهُ. Allah will raise the rank of the progeny of the people of Iman, people of Amal, people of Islam, to the rank of the father, even though they are less than them in deen. But Allah says, because you have deen, I will raise your rank and I will raise the rank of your progeny to your level in deen, in amal, and in amalus saliha. Looking at the Quran, وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ. And further this ayah gives a beautiful incident when Nabiuna Musa alayhi salatu was salam took the journey with Nabiuna Khidr alayhi salatu was salam. A lengthy incident. They came to a city. People of that city did not want to honor them, did not want to host them, did not want to respect them, respected brothers and elders in Islam. But in that city, they were going out of that city, there was a huge wall which was وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارِ, there was a huge wall which was going to fall down. And Nabiuna Khidr alayhi salatu was salam, Allah gave him the knowledge of kaun, knowledge of the universe. And Nabiuna Musa, Allah gave him the knowledge of Nubuwa. And Nabiuna Khidr alayhi salatu was salam built in that wall, built that wall to make that wall to be strong in order it should not fall. And Musa asked alayhi salatu was salam, what is this, O Khidr? What is this, O Khidr? People did not honor us, people did not love us, people did not respect us, and you are building this wall. He answered afterwards, وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ. And this wall belongs to two orphans. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ. And he says in this ayah that this wall belongs to two orphans. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. And their parents are very, very pious people. People of Iman, people of Taqwa, people of Deen, people who love Allah and Rasul. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا. Under this wall, there is a huge treasure and it is kept under this wall. If this wall has to fall, the treasure will come out and people will come and take it away. So I strengthen it because their parents have allowed this treasure to be protected and the progeny, the two orphans to come in the future and they will benefit from this treasure. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا. Allah wants these two orphans to reach the age of understanding and maturity. أَنْ يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا. And they both should take the treasure out by themselves and benefit. This is the wada that Allah has. When we obey the orders of Allah, when we think as a father, what is my role? What is my role? As a son, what is my role? How to maintain this united relationship? To get the help of Allah, yadullahi ma'al jama'ah. Whenever our family is united and loving and helping and understanding, Allah's nusrat, Allah's help, Allah is supportive with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us unite our families, love each other, understand, build a healthy network and relationship amongst our ascendants and amongst our descendants. With this I conclude. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسمائنا وبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا. اللهم تقبل دعانا بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العليا يا رب العالمين. ربنا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. صلى الله على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، والحمد لله رب العالمين.